Good morning. This is my first time in about 10 years going away to training camp. Most teams are doing it at their home facility, and this is really nice. I've been extremely impressed here with the facility, the university, the people, obviously the town. So this is a great setting, a great environment for us to get our team ready to go play when we get ready to go play.
The offensive line had some struggles last year. Are you confident with that group right now, with what you've seen through the offseason and just a couple of practices?
You go in stages, and everything we've done to this point is to get ready to go put the pads on, and we'll put the pads on tomorrow. And to me, that's where you get ready to go. I don't use the term go play. If you got young players, you've got guys, it's a new system. We're trying to get these guys ready to go win. But when you watch the offensive line are playing at their best at a high level. Yes, they're good enough for us to go have success, and that's our most important thing, to get five guys to go play together as a unit and play with high level of consistency. It's becoming the hardest place in the league to play because obviously the pass rush has become such a big deal, and the different schemes, the variety of schemes you see. So that group really has to work together. And, I think Jeff Davidson does a fantastic job with them, and I am confident that it'll be a good group for us.
How important is it those guys?
Do you have your five guys?
Well, we have five right now, and we have the one thing that Coach Zimmer has stressed to everybody at every position, there's going to be great competition. So we've got a good group of young players that will be able to compete. Our goal is to obviously, when we get going and play on opening day, that we get the best five guys playing, and we have time to do that.
How important is it those five guys, if they're entering their third year, being all together?
Well, I think playing together helps, but obviously in this league you've got to plug young players in. So if a young player steps up and is capable, he that's not going to be a deterrent to keep him from playing. But I will say again, those five guys, I'm very confident that they can play at a high level.
Do you know when Cordero will be able to practice again?
Coach Zimmer did a good job of talking to everybody about leaving the medical stuff to him and the trainer. So I'm not a doctor and I'm not a trainer. And I know Cordero's chomping at the bit. He wants to get going. So, I hope it will be sooner than later.
Out of the young guys, since you wrapped up with OTAs and the five-week break, who has surprised you coming back into camp just with their fitness level, conditioning-wise and everything? Anybody stand out?
Well, I hope at this point it's not a surprise because that's what we expect. And I thought the conditioning test was outstanding, and I thought the offensive guys were ready to go and have done a good job. You work hard to get them to a point, and it's kind of backwards, I guess. You take 5 weeks off, but I think our guys did a great job of continuing to work during that five-week period.
What's Adrian been like? You've dealt with so many great backs. In terms of just personality, getting to know him.
The thing about being around those guys, and I'm not going to name them all. It takes a little while, but it's they want to be great. They want everyone around them to be great, and that's the starting point. And their expectation level is so high in terms of wanting to go have success. And I think that's the thing that he and I have talked about most is we're gonna do everything we can to put them in a position to have success. And he's still going to be in situations where he's, like he does, run over a guy or make a guy miss.
You talked about getting him out in space, catching the ball a little bit more. How have you seen him kind of progress in doing that?
Well, we're doing a lot of things now, and some of the things he does really well and some of the things he doesn't do as well. And that's a coach's job, is to find out the things he does best and let him do those things. And we're going to try to not ask him to do things that he's not comfortable with. But there's enough things he does well as a receiver that, I feel like he's going to make big plays in the passing game. And that's, you know, the two things that the backs do. They get in a position to make big plays, and then they give the quarterback an outlet that, you know, when he's getting pressure. And I believe Adrian will certainly be able to do that. He is an outstanding pass protector when you keep him in his element. We don't want him blocking defensive ends. We don't want him blocking 280-pound outside linebackers. When he's blocking the people he should be blocking, he's very good in pass protection.
What do you hope Jared McKinnon can show you by the end of camp?
You know, it's the same thing. We drafted the young man because we think he's got an outstanding upside. We know and knew that it's going to be a process because he's never played running back. But I think he caught everyone's eye, got everyone's attention at how quickly he adjusted everything while we're in shorts and jerseys. Now we're going to put the pads on. Same thing I just said about Adrian. We're going to find the things that he does best. He's a very good receiver. He's good in space. He's got the ability to get on the outside as a runner, and we're going to look at those things and see how he progresses. The thing that one of the guys who's been as impressive to me as anyone offensively is Matt, and I'll missay his last name. Someone say it for me. Asiata, thank you. Matt is, you know, he finished the season strong. And he is in great shape, and he gives you that big pounder. But he's an excellent athlete. He catches. He's got good change of direction. He's a good pass protector. So, you know, I think Jarek's got a lot of attention, and I've said good things about him. But, you know, I think our backfield situation is really in good shape.
How different is this going to be for a guy like Jerome Felton, who's been a blocking back primarily? How many different things is he going to get asked to do in your offense?
He's going to get asked to block and block. You know, and we're still this. We talked the other night to our team. We need to be a physical. We need to have a physical presence, and Jerome brings that type of presence. And we're still going to be a certain percentage of two backs in the backfield, or spread out with two backs in the backfield. That personnel group, if it gives a team problems, we want to be able to use it. But. You know, I think there's game situations where you need to have a fullback that can go pound it a little bit.
When you talk about Adrian being a good pass catcher and being a good pass protector, does that mean you're going to keep him on the field in third downs more than this team has in the past?
That's yet to be determined. And you know, obviously, we want to be a team. We want to be a team that runs a lot of plays, and that's the way you do that. You get first downs to me on first and second down. If he's getting a bunch of carries and playing a lot on first and second down, we have the ability to use Matt or potentially Jarek on third downs, and we're certainly getting Adrian ready to play on third downs. And in that package, obviously that includes 2 minute because you'd like his presence on the field. It's been outstanding. I mean, he's worked really, really hard at it. The guys, I talked to three or four guys in Florida, three or four guys when he got back here that were working out with him every day. And, you know, he hasn't really, I don't think he's really taken a vacation. He may have taken 2 or 3 days off. You know, it's still a lot for a young guy. We have a lot of volume in our offense. He's worked extremely hard, so he's handling it really well. And it's the same thing. When he's playing, there's going to be a different set of things we do than when Matt's playing, in terms of what we do out here, because they have different strengths and weaknesses. So it gives us a chance to, you know, really look at a lot of different things and become a complete offense.
You feel like you got a steal?
Pardon me?
You feel like you got a steal taking Teddy Bridgewater late in the first round?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking. I told some other people when I was in San Diego in 2001, we drafted LaDainian Tomlinson, made a trade with Atlanta and drafted LaDainian Tomlinson. I forget, it might have been the fourth pick in the draft. And we're pretty confident and hoping that Drew Brees would be there in the first pick of the second round. He was, and we drafted him. Time has, for a lot of people, you know, didn't think Drew was tall enough, didn't think he threw the ball hard enough, didn't think the way he played in college transferred over to this league, and time has shown that pick was a great pick. I think that Teddy was available and we made the trade to get him, we certainly felt that that was the right thing to do, and time will tell if that was a steal.
You've worked with a lot of successful tight ends over the years. How do you think Kyle Rudolph feel?
He's of all the guys, and again, I keep talking about this group of guys has worked extremely hard, but he's worked as hard as anyone in this organization, and he's getting himself ready to have a great year. And I'm continuing to try to get a feel for Kyle because he's a little different than the guys I've been around. But he's a great target for the quarterbacks. As I said, those guys tend to be a security blanket for the quarterback. I like to think they know where they are all the time, and they catch a lot of balls, and sometimes it's a 5 or 6 yard gain, but it's better than a sack. And the thing Kyle has done is he's gotten up the field and he's running better than he has in the past. And I think he's understanding that we're trying to change his style of running in terms of routes, and he's taken to it. And I expect him to be a big part of what we do offensively.
Last couple for Nard.
What could you say to the fans about your offense this year?
Well, it's all about what you're trying to do. And then, I read a quote a month ago that, we're making a lot of plans to get better. And the defense has something to do with those plans, But when we're going and playing the way we're capable of playing, we're going to be a physical running team. We're going to be a power running team. And I hopefully we can be a team that creates explosive plays, and that's explosive plays in the passing game, explosive plays to the backs, whether it be runs or screens, and obviously what you have to do in this league now is you have to go score points. So that's what we're working on right now, finding every different way we can to go move the ball and score points.
Can you talk about Kyle changing the way he runs? Are you talking about mechanically, or are you talking
about
routes?
I just think it's a mindset in terms of the way we run routes, and we don't his the way he's been running routes has been to stop and change direction, a lot of moves at the top of routes, cutting, stopping to cut, and we try to keep him on the move a little bit more, quicker change of direction. Running out of breaks, as we say, not turning and looking for the ball because we know where the ball is going to be placed. So I like I said, I think it's some of it is technical stuff, and he's taken to it well. All right, thanks.